This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse-quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
The Industry Review with One for All gift cards from Unpost. Tax-free staff rewards up to €1,500 per employee per year. Available online or at your local post office.
Now, if you look across any high street in towns or city right across the country, you'll see Ireland's tailoring trade is evolving, blending tradition with fresh demand for quality, personal service and sustainable fashion. Today I'm speaking to three tailors, three sharp-dressed men who've arrived into the studio here to tell me all about their craft and how it's thriving in new ways. I'm delighted to welcome Louis Copeland of Louis Copeland & Sons. Robin Johnson also joins us from Johnson's Tailors down there in Tullow in County Carlow. And also joining us is Sean Tracy, owner of the Hunter Tracy Tailors here in Merrion Square. So you're very welcome, lads, all three. Louis, we'll give you the opening lines.
Okay, I'm the oldest here.
Yeah, you and me are the oldest here. So maybe tell us about your business. Originally started by your grandfather, Hyman Kaplan.
Yeah. So it was kind of all those years ago, he started the business, and my father started with him, and he was a tailor, and my aunt was a tailoress. And, you know, I mean, it's gone from Caper Street now. We have about six stores around the country now. So obviously tailoring has changed. I mean, you know, people are not wearing as many suits as they used to, although I see it coming back a bit, because I think if you want to make a statement, you should be wearing a suit.
Yeah.
I would say that, wouldn't I?
Well, that's okay, and you're quite entitled to say it. Let's talk to another man in this business for generations, Robin Johnson, Johnson's Tailors down there in Tullow. You're very welcome, Robin. We haven't spoken to you for a few years, but remind our listeners about your great business.
It's good to be back. Well, our business was founded in 1867, so I'm currently the sixth generation, working with my father, who's the fifth generation.
Wow.
So it's a long time business, but it's nearly the same in the same spot that it started in Tullow. Just we started a couple of hundred yards away from where we are now, but we're currently where we are for about the last 100 years.
And your, I suppose, slant on this business is you make everything from scratch, all bespoke. You've again provided suits to President Higgins. So, you know, you keep doing the same thing. Even though maybe the market changes, or you work the same way, maybe is a better way of putting it.
Yeah, well, as I said to somebody the other day, probably the newest machine in our place is 40 years old.
Right.
You know, nothing changes. The technique is the same. You take in a piece of cloth, you cut it, you fit it, you re-cut it. You know, it's the tradition is there. It's still as it was when it started. Well, it's maybe a little bit different since 1867, but it's still the same.
And will you have people, maybe, Robin, coming in to you that know they want a suit, they want a suit made to measure, they want, and they'll have their own ideas. And so there's a kind of collaboration and design element to the sale.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Somebody would come in with an idea in their head, or they'd send you an email or make a phone call and say, I want to come in and talk about getting a suit. And you'd say, well, if you can bring in a few photographs or pictures of what you're, you know, sometimes describing it is different to the visual.
Sure.
But once you see it, yeah.
Okay. Our third guest is Sean Tracy from Hunter Tracy Tailors. Now, maybe tell us a little bit. You're the newest man on the block, let's call you Sean. How did you find yourself in this business?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on, Bobby. So I started Hunter Tracy Tailors back in 2019. I thankfully got married in 2018, but went to get a made-to-measure suit from another company at the time. Long story short, they never delivered it. 2 weeks before the wedding, I had to go get an off-the-rack suit tailored for the event. Obviously, wasn't a great experience for me. So I kind of always had an interest in menswear, in tailoring. So I started looking into the, you know, the possibility of maybe creating kind of a made-to-measure suit business. So we did a bit of a trial run towards the end of 2019. Went really, really well. Then COVID hit, not so well. But we kind of built up slowly over COVID. People would send us their measurements. We'd create the suits, send it out to them. So we built a lot of positive feedback that way. And then once kind of COVID lifted in 2022, demand for suits just went absolutely crazy. That pent up demand for wedding suits and that kind of a thing. So we...
And maybe to explain your model, Sean, is that you basically, you import somewhat completed suits from Portugal and Italy, and then you finish them here. So, and again, I'm not suggesting there's anything wrong with that.
No, exactly.
But tell me how that works.
So essentially, we focus more on a technology-based way from our made-to-measure process. So a customer will come in, will take all of their body measurements the same as a bespoke tailor might. They'll pick all of the options. So everything is still completely made from scratch to that customer's specifications, to their measurements. They pick the fabric, the linings, the buttons, any options at all that they want. So we get that made in our factories in Italy or Portugal. That gets sent here. Then we'll do a second fitting here in Dublin. So the customer will try on the suit for the first time, see how it fits, and then any alterations are then done here in Dublin. So
and how long would that process normally take?
Standard turnaround time is 6 to 8 weeks. We can do it incredibly quickly if needs be, in as little as 2 weeks. And that's still completely made from scratch. Yeah.
Louis, the wedding, the black tie business.
Yeah, I mean,
how important is that the overall scheme?
Yeah, but I mean, like the last couple of months, I mean, black tie is the way to go for grooms. I mean, whether it be velvet or navy blue tuxedos, but personally, there's nothing to beat the black suit. You never see never see James Bond in a blue suit or a velvet jacket. He always has the black. Tuxedo.
And black tie, it tends to come and go a bit in terms of, like, it's in maybe at the moment, but yeah. You say that black tie doesn't age, which I think
it doesn't age.
Is a good thing, because so if somebody takes a photograph and everybody's in black tie, it's hard to put a year on it.
Yeah. I mean, look, black tie is the way to go. I mean, the amount of off-the-peg black tie suits we're selling is just, for weddings, is just... Well, it's out there.
And tell me about the rental market there, or does that exist anymore?
Oh, it does, yeah. I mean, the rental market exists, but I mean, yeah, people are renting suits, but you know what, you know, it's hard to put a nice suit in it that nobody's worn 20 times before that, you know?
Yeah. No, and I think as well...
And fit, you know, properly.
The world has changed, you know, and again, I know you guys will throw your eyes to heaven, but if you can see... that people are selling suits for €50 in German discounters. You lose the will to live, I'm sure.
Yeah. But I mean, but people like quality. People will always go back to quality.
Yeah.
And if you get a suit that's fitted to you, you know, I mean, you have it forever then.
Yeah. And with the process, when somebody comes in, Louis, again, Sean was talking about it there.
Yeah.
You come in... The measurements must be key, and I always see you with the tape measure around your neck.
I have them in my pocket.
So measurements and the ability to measure must be critical.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I have a tape around my neck, but I do it with my eye. I mean, I'm getting too old now, I can't even bend down, so I can guess a fella's leg length without even getting down, you know?
Robin, the process that you were outlining earlier, you said that you've got... no machine is more than 40 years old. What do you do with the steam presses? How do they form part of the craft?
Well, that is probably the newest piece of technology we have, and that would have come in. We would have got into that maybe about 20 years ago. It's just a steam iron with a boiler. Before that, we used to have a bowl of water, a big heavy iron, and a damp rag, and press it. And you had to be very, very careful, because if you left that iron down too long, you were starting again.
Yeah, wow.
But look, we'd have a flat machine. We'd have a felling machine, and we'd have an overlocking machine and a steam iron, and that's it.
How much of the business is by word of mouth, referral? Some fella's brother had a suit. somebody was at a wedding, like, and people who, again, in a multi-generation business, you know, people must be coming to you for generations.
Absolutely, and 90% of ours will be word of mouth.
Yeah.
And follow-up business, and, as you say, generations, uncles, grandsons. It wouldn't be unknown for somebody to come in with a suit to be altered that his grandfather had bought, and the style, little bit changed, you know, take the trouser leg in a bit, but everything else would be just about the same.
What about waistcoats? Where do you stand with them? Are they an addition that you can get more money for because it's three-piece rather than two?
Still popular.
Yeah.
I think we could have four or five three-pieces on the go there at the moment. People seem to like them at the moment.
It's an add-on.
Is it?
Yeah, it's an add-on.
So it's like getting power steering in a car.
A sunroof. Air conditioning.
That's your sunroof, is the waistcoat. Yeah.
But, you know, suits have changed as well. I mean, it's a bit like they go out and they come in. But they're not as tight as they used to be now. They're starting to go a little bit looser.
Well, what about Conor McGregor?
Well,
the suits
he
wears.
Yeah, but, like, yeah.
No sense.
Suits have started to kind of come out a little. They're not as tight as they have been the last couple of years. And, you know, I mean, there's a big trend toward, I don't know if you see Anton Deck on, you know, they sometimes wear suits, but now they're wearing, you see these overshorts, you know, the kind of overshorts. Sometimes people call them overshorts or utility jackets where they're just draped and, you know, nice and comfortable. And they're kind of acceptable in work as well. I mean, and I have to say, we find that people coming in now, there was a time a couple of years ago when dressed down was, and you know, they were really dressed down, but now starting people to kind of wear more casual, and these overshorts are look trendy in knitwear, and jeans actually are starting to kind of get a little bit wider as well.
Yeah, isn't it funny as well though that the way people will now wear a suit, you know, you'll see people wearing a suit with Converses tie or sneakers. That a suit can still be nice.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It doesn't have to be formal.
The Industry Review with One for All gift cards from Unpost. Tax-free staff rewards up to €1,500 per employee per year. Available online or at your local post office.
Yeah. And I also, and I don't know what you think about this, Sean, but for me, a suit, a light, as in light in ways, is really what you'll want, so that you're comfortable in it.
Yeah.
Like what we see this year especially is people coming in and they want versatility from what they're buying. So it could be like a C-suite executive coming in, they could be buying five different outfits. So they get up on a Monday morning, they reach to the wardrobe, they can just pick something, a shirt, a suit, smart casual, or they might get three different suits that will mix together, so the blazer will go well with the trousers, etc.
Yeah.
Or as Louis said, that kind of tailored over shirt. So we do a lot of those made to measure because they're still very smart. But you can dress them up or you can dress them down, wear them with a shirt to the office, t-shirt to the pub. It's effortless. Like.
So your pricing starts, you say you start at $850 for a two-piece.
Yeah.
Most people are spending $1,200 to $1,500 on a suit. Is that about the mean, the sort of average people will go to?
Yeah, so like we buy a lot of what are called dead stock fabrics. So that's how we can kind of keep our prices fairly competitive. So sometimes if you look at, say, a designer like Brunello Cucinelli, they could make, let's just say, for example, 1,000 suits at a time. They could have 30 or 40 metres of fabric left over. It's no use to them. So then I can go, I have a contact in Italy, I can buy up that super luxury fabric. But then I'll offer that as made to measure. So we could get the same fabric, but a fraction of the price. So really what I'd always say to customers is just to have a budget in their mind as to what they want to spend, and then we'll always find something that works for them. We don't want them to overstretch themselves and then to be kind of anxious about it, but we still want them to get a nice quality fabric. So it's about balance.
Louis, how do you balance, you know, what you make yourself versus what you buy in? And I see online now is becoming...
Online is
I'm kind of surprised by that in a way, in that, you know, of all things, I would have thought that somebody needs to touch and feel a suit.
But our online business now is our new shop, as it were. I mean, it's big business for us now. And people, like, you know yourself, Bobby, with traffic in town and here, you know, I mean, during the pandemic, that's where, I mean, we had a small kind of online business and all of a sudden it became huge. And it's...
But will somebody, like, buy...
They're not going to buy suits on them.
No, no, that's what I thought.
No, they'll buy shirts, they'll buy knitwear, yeah. They'll buy, you know, all the things yeah. other than suits. They may buy an odd suit, but I don't recommend it. Yeah. I prefer to get the man in, and because you people don't know how to measure themselves.
No, of course. Yeah. And if ever there was that, then that you need to touch and feel, it's your suit that you're going to be spending.
Yeah, but online business is been growing for us.
Robin, do you fear for the future of the business, or how do you, somebody that's been there generations, and I know you've cut out your own niche where you're doing bespoke suits at a very high level for people, but do you fear sometimes that, you know, you're the last man standing?
Well, in our family business, I am the last man standing.
Yeah.
Like, my father, daddy is still there. He's 80 years of age next year, and he has no intention of retiring. He just loves it, does 5.5 days a week.
Does he? And fair play to him.
He's always there, but I have 4 kids, and 3 of them are gone through the college scene, so they're gone out their own way. Me is left to go. There's nobody going into the business.
Right.
There's nowhere to train.
And does that sadden you?
In a way, it would. It's just going to be the end of the end, but it's like you say, will there be a need for it? There will always be a need for it.
Yeah.
You'll make a living. In our business, you won't make money, but you'll make a living.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a shame, really, because it would be nice if one could be more optimistic than that.
Well, because the way we do it, it's all labour.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, you from the time you go in, unless you're selling and you're talking to a customer, client, you're working.
Yeah.
You know, you're not waiting for somebody to come in and pick something off a rack and hand it out. And, you know, your job is done. You're physically, you're working all the hours that you're there.
Last word to you, Sean, as the new man on the block. Do you see the business changing much as you look forward?
Yeah, I mean, even since we started in 2019, I think things have changed significantly. In the last year, as Louis was kind of saying, I actually think there's been a growth in suits again, especially for people are back in the office maybe a little bit more than they have been. But suits are changing, how people wear them are changing. So I definitely think it's about adapting to that and moving with it is going to be key going forward.
All right. Well, look, I want to thank the 3 of you for coming in here today.
Thank you.
Great to meet you all and to talk to you all again. That's Louis Copeland of Louis Copeland & Sons, Robin Johnson of Johnson Tailors down there in Tullow, and Sean Tracy, Hunter Tracy Tailors here on Merrion Square. Thank you all very much.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.